This is Castle Playhouse. From the stages and studios, producers and playwrights of the world, your hosts, the brewers of Castle Lager, bring you the week's finest radio entertainment, Castle Playhouse. Tonight's Castle Playhouse recalls to mind one of South Africa's greatest battles.
The Secretary of State for War has today received the following dispatch from Lord Chelmsford, Commander-in-Chief of Her Majesty's Forces in Natal Colony, South Africa. I regret to report a very disastrous engagement which took place on the morning of the 22nd January between the armies of the Zulu King, Cetshwayo, and our own No. 3 Column, consisting of 5 companies of the 1st Battalion, 24th Regiment of Foot, and 1 company of the 2nd Battalion, a total of nearly 1,500 men.
Castle Playhouse presents Zulu, starring Stanley Baker, Jack Hawkins, and Eula Jacobson. Adapted for radio by Victor Mackeson and produced by John Roberts. Tonight, Castle Playhouse turns back the pages of South Africa's history and recalls vividly to mind the names Isandlwana and Rorke's Drift, inviting you to relive some of the great and glorious moments of the past. Rorke's Drift, where Lieutenant John Chard of the Royal Engineers has been sent to build a bridge. He'd left the main column at Isandlwana some time before the battle, and his orders were both specific and urgent. Arriving at the post in the temporary absence of the commanding officer, he orders some of the men to accompany him to the river and sets to work on the bridge immediately. His hasty, though necessary, action leads to a difference of opinion with the commander of the post, Lieutenant Gonville Bromhead, on his return later that day.
Hot work?
Damn hot work.
Phil, the river cooled you off a bit, though, eh? Who are you?
John Chard, Royal Engineers.
Bromhead, 24. That's my post, up there. You've come down from the column?
That's right. They want a bridge across the river.
Who said you could use my men?
They were sitting around on their backsides doing nothing.
Rather you ask first, old boy.
I was told their officer was out hunting.
Yeah. I'll tell my man to clean your kit.
Don't bother.
No bother. Not offering to clean it myself. Still, a chap ought to look smart in front of the men. Don't you think? Well, Chin Chin, do carry on with your mud pies.
You. What's your name?
Owen. Sir.
Are you supposed to be here?
Yes, sir. Not exactly, you see, sir. You've got my solo tenor out there.
I've got your what?
612 Williams, sir. We were going to practice this afternoon with a company choir, but you've got my only solo tenor working out there in the cold water.
Well, I hope he sings better than he works.
Oh, indeed, sir, he does.
Mr. Bromhead lets you have a choir, does he?
Well, every Welsh regiment has a choir, sir. Mr. Bromhead is English, but he is a proper gentleman.
There's no doubt of that. And what do you sing?
Me, sir? Baritone, sir.
Good. I can find work for baritones as well as tenors. See what you make of that. Over there, below the escarpment, 2 riders.
Gallopers from the column, sir.
Gallopers bringing the disastrous news that the entire column has been annihilated in an ambush by the Zulu warriors of Cetshwayo at Isandlwana.
Corporal Adam!
Sir!
Get your party ashore at the double.
Sir! All right. You heard that, officer of engineers. Make fast and back to the bank. Move! Come on, lad. Come on. Trouble, sir?
Could be. I can anchor the Ponce midstream, sir. With six riflemen, I could.
This is a situation you think an engineer officer can't handle, Corporal.
No, sir. Beg pardon, sir.
Fall them in.
We ain't finished the bridge, sir.
Fall them in, Corporal.
Sir.
These cooking fires and turn the boilers over.
But they've got soup in them, sir.
Pour it on the fires. And get yourself a rifle.
A rifle, sir? But I don't...
Mr. Chard.
Commissary Dalton, is it?
That is correct. Mr. Chard, you've just asked this man to...
To pour the soup on the fires. See that he does it. And all these bags of maize inside the perimeter. And I don't want these tents providing cover for the enemy.
Does he know what it's like to make soup for 100 men in this flaming heat, Mr. Dalton, sir? Does he, sir?
Oh, now, don't distress yourself, my dear fellow. There's your own officer over there. You go and speak with him.
Yes, sir.
Chard?
This is Ardendorf, Natal native contingent. From Islandwana. Bromhead, 24th foot.
You come from there. Is it true?
Beg pardon, sir. About the soup, sir.
What about the soup?
Well, this gentleman, sir, said he put it on the fire.
He did?
We have thatched roofs here, Bromhead. No need to make the Zulus a present of fire.
Yes.
Then get on with it.
Well,
am I to take a rifle too, sir?
The entire column.
It's damned impossible. 800 men.
1,200 men. There were 400 native levies also.
Damn the levies, man. More cowardly blacks.
What the hell do you mean, cowardly blacks? They died on your side, didn't they? And who the hell do you think is coming to wipe out your little command? The Grenadier Guards?
What the deuce is the matter with him?
Hardened off. Are you staying?
Is there anywhere else to go?
Talk to our levies, will you? Tell them whose side they're on.
Did the runner bring orders?
He brought orders to the commander of this post.
To do?
To hold our ground.
What?
Military genius thought up that one. Somebody's son and heir?
Got a commission before he learned to shave?
I rather fancy that he's nobody's son and heir now.
Who are they?
The Wits.
Wits?
The Swedish missionaries here. This is their station.
I think you'd better get them out of here.
You giving me an order, old boy?
Bromhead, let's get one thing clear. I'm no line officer, I'm an engineer. I came here to build a bridge.
Jolly lucky for you, eh? I mean, otherwise, you would have been chopped with the rest of the column, wouldn't you?
All right. What's the date of your commission?
Now, don't tell me. I suppose you have seniority. 1872, May.
1872, February.
Oh, well, I suppose there are such things as gifted amateurs. If I
may... Are you questioning my right to command?
Oh, not your right, old boy. Never mind. We can cooperate, as they say.
I'll be here, won't I?
Go ahead. Have you been here long enough with a lookout on that hill?
Not since we've been chatting.
Mr. Bromhead, Getchiwayo is coming with two impis to destroy you.
You must talk to Lieutenant Chard, Mr. Witt. He commands here.
Margretta.
Mr. Chard, I'm ready to take away your sick and wounded. Please supply the wagons. Daughter, tell the men in the hospital to get ready.
One moment, Miss Margretta. Mr. Witt. I don't suppose you hold the Queen's commission.
I am a man of peace, sir.
Then allow a Queen's officer to give orders to her soldiers. Now, how do you know what Cetewayo is doing?
We have just come from his kraal, sir. He's a member of my parish.
Your parish? Are you sure you're on the right side of the river, Mr. Witt?
I am here to do my duty. I expect your cooperation.
What's our strength?
Seven officers, including surgeon, commissaries, and so on. Oh, and Ardendorf now, I suppose. Wounded and sick, 36. Fit for duty, 97. And about 14 native levies. Not much of an army for you.
There are 4,000 Zulus coming against you. You must abandon this mission.
Mr. Chard?
Ardendorf sent his trooper to Hauptmacher. There's a relief column there, isn't there? Cavalry?
There was, 3 days ago.
Mr. Bromhead, issue all our walking wounded with arms and ammunition.
You will all be killed like those this morning. And now the sick in their beds, all of you.
I don't think so, Mr. Whitten. The army doesn't like more than one disaster in a day.
Looks bad in the newspapers and upset civilians at their breakfast.
Sir, the book says there is no king that can be saved by the multitude of a host. Neither is any man...
Mr. Whitten, when I have the impertinence to climb into your pulpit and deliver a sermon, then you may tell me my duty.
It is not your duty to sacrifice the sick.
Are you a student of tactics too, Miss Witt?
Are you a Christian?
Sergeant Whitridge?
It is your duty to let us take those men away.
Not that way, Miss Witt.
Sir, come, daughter.
Sergeant, put 2 good men on that hill. Tell them to keep their eyes peeled.
Romit, sir?
Double up, damn it!
Carry on, Sergeant Whitridge. There's a good fellow.
Sir.
The classical attack of the Zulus is in the shape of a fighting bull buffalo. The head, the horns, and the loins. First, the head moves forward, and the enemy naturally moves in to meet it. But it's only a feint. The warriors in the head then disperse to form the encircling horns, and the enemy is drawn in on the loins. And the horns close in on the back and sides. Finish.
It looks jolly simple, doesn't it?
Oh, it's a jolly deadly, old boy.
Well done, Ardendorf. We'll make an Englishman of you yet.
No, thanks. I'm a Boer. The Zulus are the enemies of my blood. What are you doing here?
You don't object to our help, I hope.
It all depends on what you damned English want for it afterwards.
All right. Hospital?
Church. Cattle kraal, stables. An outside perimeter joining the buildings here and here. Now, we don't move out to meet the feint of the buffalo head. We hold the outside perimeter. If and when that collapses, we move back into this area here. How high can you build a wall there, Bromhead?
Well, it should be about shoulder high. But if the Fuzzies moved out of Isandlwana immediately, they could be here, well, now. It's just a matter of time.
And we'll have to make the time.
You mean your only plan is to stand behind a few feet of mealie bags and wait for the attack?
That's right. We wait.
If 1,200 men couldn't hold a defensive position this morning, what chance have we with 100? Listen, old boy, I'll take the company up into the hills. I know exactly how to disperse them. Ambush, you see. We cut them down in the passes.
Romhead, I want that line of boxes across here. From the cattle kraal to the outside perimeter. And if they get over this redoubt.
The final redoubt here.
I've been sitting there thinking. I got it all sorted out. Company. What are you doing here, miss?
You are all to be evacuated soon. In the wagons.
Who's this?
My father.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Your father, eh?
You and me hooking Mr. Chard's orders in this room. Here we are.
Hey, what are you?
are you talking about? I'm sick. I'm excused duty.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm making a loophole, see? Me and Hookie's going to fight in here, aren't we, Hookie?
You're joking. I'm sick. Nobody's got any right to ask me to muck around in a flaming battle. I'm getting out.
Private Hook!
Yeah.
Yes, Sergeant. I know you, Hook.
Yeah, you ought to.
You're no good, Hook. They gave us you because you are no good to anyone except the Queen and Sergeant Maxfield.
Thank you very much to both of you.
Take this rifle, Hook. And get to it! I'll make a soldier of you yet.
Then what for? Did I ever see a Zulu walk down the city road? No! So what am I doing here?
You are here because you were a thief.
Yeah.
And you still are one.
Certainly.
Hook, my lad. And now, you can be a soldier, like what they pay you for.
Look, you've got me 28 days filled punishment in Brecon. Isn't that enough? Hmm?
Pick up the bayonet and help Williams.
And put your duty on!
Can I help anyone? There will be wagons soon to take you away.
He's dying. There's nothing you can do.
Nothing? There must be.
Shut up!
I pay attention. For any walking sick without rifles.
Me.
You, Dutchy. You couldn't walk to the latrine.
This is not my first action. Come on.
Are you expecting sick men to fight?
What's he going to do, 593?
Oh, I think he wants to be a hero, Sam 16.
Haven't you rednecks got names instead of numbers?
This is a Welsh regiment, man. Oh, there are some foreigners from England in it, mind. I am Jones from Bulch Quinn. He is Jones from Bilth Wells. And there are four more Joneses in C Company. Confusing, isn't it, Dutchy?
What's your name, man?
It's Schiess. And I'm not Dutch. I'm Swiss.
Well, there's a silly man, by damn. He's got himself into a private war.
I belong to Natal Mounted Police.
Is that true, then? He's a Beulah, 716. Come to arrest the Zulus.
What do you know about Zulus?
Bunch of savages, isn't it?
All right. How far can you rendex march in a day?
Oh, 15, 20 miles, is it?
Well, a Zulu regiment can run. Run 50 miles and fight a battle at the end of it.
Well, there's doubt it is, then. I don't see no sense in running to fight the battle.
Hey, boys! Take a look at this. What is it, Boyle?
Flaming dust. What else?
No, by damn it, horses! The cavalry!
That's a relief. Got him, you long-range sniper, you.
Stevenson, Durford's horse.
Thank God you're here.
I'm surprised you're still here. Do you know that a 4,000 Zulu is coming this way?
We know. Can you throw out your men in the screen to the south of here? You know how the Zulus feel about cavalry.
I know how my men feel about Zulus. We've only just got through them.
Stevenson.
Brumhead. What price this? You know your whole regiment's gone.
Brumhead. You know this man. Tell him we need him.
I'm sorry. Look at my men.
Stand fast! Stand fast, all of you! Where the hell are they going? Get them back here!
Let go of my brother!
Get
Get them back here!
They're going to die, they'll die on their own farms. You're the professionals. You fight here if you want to.
We need you. Don't go. Don't go, stay. We need you, damn you. We need you.
A single word to help, Bromhead.
Oh, when you take command, old boy, you're on your own. The first lesson the general, my grandfather, ever taught me. Damn funny. Like a train in the distance.
Mr. Bromhead, sir. Sentries come in from the hill. They say...
Hello, Sergeant.
Sir.
You have something to report?
Sir.
Then tell me.
Very good, sir. The sentries report Zulus to the southwest. Thousands of them.
All right, Colour Sergeant. Stand to.
Target when it comes. Look to your front.
Mark your target when it comes. Look to your front.
Look to your front. Mark a target when it comes.
Mark your target. Look to your front.
Yes. Do your tunic up.
The tunic?
Do it up. Where do you think you are, man?
Look to your front. Mark a target when it comes.
You know, my father was at Waterloo.
He was?
He got his colonelcy after that.
Did he?
And my great-grandfather, he was the Johnny who knelt beside Wolfe at Quebec.
Did they make him a colonel, too?
You know, you don't see what I'm driving at.
You're telling me that you're the professional and I'm the amateur?
No. What I mean is, I wish right now I were a damned ranker like Hook or Hitch.
You're not, are you? You're an officer and a gentleman.
Listen. That damned train again.
Station at Rorke's Drift is completely surrounded by the Zulus of Cetewayo. And Act Two of tonight's Castle Playhouse presentation finds the small garrison of 100 men facing an army of 4,000.
Yeah.
nice of him.
As soon as they've regrouped.
60. We dropped at least 60, wouldn't you say?
Well, that leaves only 3,940.
Here they come again! Fire! Fire!
I can't see a bloody one now.
They've gone to ground.
Happening, I've got to know.
They're on both sides. We haven't enough men at the north wall.
Can't you take some from the south?
Well, how will we hold that if we do? Damn it, Ardendorf, you're supposed to know. They're going to hit us everywhere at once.
I told you, remember, the horns of the buffalo. The south could have been a feint. We can't man the whole perimeter. We've got to outgun them somewhere. Right?
All right, Bonnie. Take men from the south. One section. Reinforce the north wall.
But if they do come up from the south again...
Get on with it, Mr. Bromhead. At the double.
Tell us, Sergeant Bull. I want every other man from Section 1, 3, and 5 over at the north wall.
Go, Blount. Yeah. Okay.
All right, at the double.
First two. Come on.
Where would you like me?
You pick your own ground. It's your country, isn't it?
Hey, who left the door open?
Blazes, where the deuce did they get those?
I'd say off the bodies of your regiment at San Luana.
Well, that's a bit of hell. Our own damn rifles.
Sir! This is your section, R?
Sir.
And see if you can keep the heads of those marksmen down.
I've seen none of it.
No, Corporal. I'm fire and smoke. Keep them pinned down on us.
Mr. Bromhead! Not the best of shots, are they?
Get a platoon together!
I'll need more than one, old boy, if I'm going up there after them.
You're not going up there after them. Get a platoon of good bayonet men. Take them head on at anything that breaks through where our line's weak.
Aye, still a holding action, is it?
That's right. Your job is to plug the gaps from the inside. And get yourself a good target.
Yes, sir.
Here they come!
No wall! Five fire present! At 100 yards!
Fire! Reload! Independent!
Fire at will! Keep our spot at the wall, Sergeant. Tom! You all right?
Come on.
That's Corporal! Now listen, old boy. You're not perfect, huh? We need you. You need you.
Understand? Get into Sergeant Banks.
Hey, come on, you want it? Don't you?
Sergeant Banks! No!
Church roof. Have them support your fire against the hillside. Corporal?
Sir? Section on the roof! Bring your rifles about on the hillside! Fire at the smoke!
The men are the hospital loopholes.
Sir?
They've nothing to fire at. Bring them to the front windows. Support the north wall.
Sir?
Color sergeant?
Sir?
I want half your men.
Now, even numbers.
Form two lines on the double.
Sir?
Is a great bass baritone. In the throat, is it?
Aye.
Mr. Bourne, there should be 12 more men working on this redoubt.
They're very tired, sir.
I don't give a damn. I want this 9 foot high. Firing steps inside. Form details to clear away the Zulu bodies. Rebuild the south ramparts. Keep them moving. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. Very good, sir. All right, lads. Keep it moving.
Now, Sergeant. Put a third of our men in the redoubt. Send a bugler to me.
I was asleep, sir.
Let me sleep. You shouldn't have done that. Is there any water?
I sent what was left to Reynolds.
It's fear.
Dries them out, isn't it?
A man's as thirsty as this.
Drunk a river. Thank you for what you said.
Hmm? Oh, you mean about our needing you? Yes, sir.
Don't bother, old boy. It's true.
All right, lads. Take up your positions on the firing step. Keep your heads down.
Sound.
Yes, sir.
Stay by me.
Well, they've got a very good bass section, mine. But no top tenors, that's for sure.
Stop your dreaming. Can't you see their spear points gleaming? See their warrior pennon streaming to this battlefield.
Sing!
Men of Harlech, stand ye steady.
Come on, sing!
They cannot be ever setting.
It's a miracle color, Sergeant. It's a short chamber box, a Henry .45 caliber miracle.
And a bayonet, sir, with some guts behind it.
All the men, call the row.
Sir. My section.
Well, you did it.
Me.
Abel.
Sir.
Adams. Adams. Barry.
Sir.
Take it.
He's wounded, sir.
He's dying, sir. But sad. Keep your voices down. Burn. Kemp.
Sir.
Chick.
Who was left in here?
I don't know.
They had names, they had faces, they were our men. What do you mean you don't know?
Coward.
Well? You fought your first action.
Does everyone feel like this afterwards?
How do you feel?
Sick.
Well, you have to be alive to feel sick.
Was that how it was for you? First time?
First time? I think I could stand this butcher's yard more than once.
I didn't know.
I told you. I came up here to build a bridge.
Hughes! Excuse Judy.
No comedians, please. Hughes?
Yes, Colonel Sergeant.
Say, sir. Officer on parade.
Ah!
Hayden. Hitch. Hitch, I saw you. You're alive.
I am? Oh, thanks very much.
Answer the roll. Say, sir.
Sir.
All right. Now get off into the sick bay where you belong.
Decimator, sir.
There we are, Hook.
4-2-8-2. Well, we haven't done too badly.
They stopped.
God damn you. I want an answer.
Haven't you had enough? Both of you. My God, can't you see it's all over? Your bloody egos don't matter anymore. We're dead.
What are you waiting for? Come on. Come on.
Taunting us.
You couldn't be more wrong. Yes, they're saluting you. They're saluting fellow braves. They're saluting you.
In the 100 years since the Victoria Cross was created for valor and extreme courage, beyond that normally expected of a British soldier in face of the enemy, only 1,344 have been awarded. 11 of these were won by the defenders of the mission station at Rorke's Drift, Natal, January 22nd to the 23rd, 1879. Frederick Sheese, Corporal, Natal Native Contingent. William Allen, Corporal, B Company, 2nd Battalion, 24th Foot. Fred Hitch, Private, B Company, 2nd Battalion, 24th Foot. James Langley Dalton, Acting Assistant Commissary, Army Commissariat Department. 612 John Williams, Private, B Company, 2nd Battalion, 24th Foot. 716 Robert Jones. 593 William Jones, Privates, B Company, 2nd Battalion, 24th Foot. Henry Hook, Private, B Company, 2nd Battalion, 24th Foot. James Henry Reynolds, Surgeon Major, Army Hospital Corps. Gonville Bromhead, Lieutenant, B Company, 2nd Battalion of the 24th Regiment of Foot, South Wales Borderers. John Rouse, Marriott Chard, Lieutenant, Royal Engineers, Officer Commanding, Rorke's Drift.
Have been listening to Zulu, another fine presentation from Castle Playhouse. In the starring role of Lieutenant John Chard, you heard Stanley Baker. Lieutenant Gonville Bromhead was played by Michael Caine, the Reverend Otto Witt by Jack Hawkins, and his daughter Margarita by Ulla Jacobson. In the part of Henry Hook, you heard James Booth, and the regimental color sergeant was Nigel Green. Others in the cast were Ivor Emanuel, Paul Daneman, Glyn Edwards, Neil McCarthy, David Kernan, Gary Bond, Peter Gill, and Gert van den Berg. Zulu was adapted for radio by Victor Mackerson, narrated by Richard Burton, and produced for Castle Playhouse by John Roberts. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday night at 8 and every Wednesday night for the week's finest radio entertainment brought to you for your listening pleasure by your hosts, the Brewers of Castle Lager. So until next week then, a very good night to you all.